Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time in some of the stories of Jesus, according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror. You're most welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. They all worshipped, but some doubted, because some brought their doubt with them to worship. My doubt comes with me to worship. My doubt comes with me as I sip from the cup, as I say the Lord's Prayer, as I kneel, as I look up to heaven. And I wonder, is this all a lie? Is this a destructive, corrosive, hope-giving lie? And am I a fool for believing it? My doubt comes with me to worship. Sometimes it keeps me at home and in bed and under the covers. But most of the time, it comes with me to worship. And Jesus said, "Go and make disciples, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you." And so Jesus tells me to take my doubt to worship in the world. Jesus tells me to hold my doubt by the hand as I proclaim the truth, the same truth that he did. Jesus tells me to hold my doubt by the hand as I announce that the kingdom of God belongs to the poor in spirit and the meek and the peacemakers and the persecuted. And Jesus tells me to hold my doubt by the hand and hear that he will always be with me. I hold my doubt by the hand as I experience the love and friendship of people who embody God's grace to me. I hold my doubt by the hand as I know forgiveness and mercy in my own life. I hold my doubt by the hand as I see meekness and mourning and hunger for righteousness give birth to love and joy and peace and hope. I hold my doubt by the hand even as Jesus is always with me. Because I bring my doubt with me to worship. Amen.